Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Wychuk. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I've got a great episode on tap for today. What we're going to talk about is property management. Right now, the real estate market's becoming really challenging, and there's a lot of brokerages out there that I think are looking for ways to supplement their income. And when they think about that, a lot of them turn to property management. And we don't do it. And I'm going to tell you why we don't do it. Now, look, that doesn't mean that it's something that you shouldn't do. But if you're a brokerage like mine, and we're a small brokerage, we have roughly 40 agents, there's times when you look at that, you know, earnings statement, and you're kind of thinking, geez, it'd be nicer if we had a little bit more money. And I know there's a lot of brokerages just like mine all over the country. So you may be considering property management. It may be something that you're thinking about doing. And I'm just going to give you my experiences with it. And you could take that and do what you want with it. But when I worked as an agent prior to opening up my own office, we did do property management. And it was those experiences that made me think it just doesn't work for me in my company. And we'll talk a little bit about why that is. Now, look, it can be a lucrative venture. There's people out there that do really well with property management. And I think what it really boils down to for me is that I think you can be a great realtor, and I think you could be a great property manager, but I think it's very, very difficult to be both. And when I was doing property management, I was trying to do both. I was a realtor, I was trying to sell homes, but I was also trying to manage properties, and it can get overwhelming. I think about the things that I did as a property manager, and I look back at it and I think, man, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done it, because I think if I just focused on sales, I would have made more money. I would have been in a better position. But, you know, the one good thing that came from it is I got a lot of experience, and it made me realize that in my own brokerage, it wasn't right for me. You know, we live here in northeastern Pennsylvania. So there would be times in the wintertime you would get a call where you would have frozen pipes, and, you know, you're downstairs in a basement holding a blow dryer up to a copper pipe, trying to, you know, get the water flowing back through the house. And, you know, I've done that before. Evictions can get really weird sometimes, you know, not necessarily when you're at the magistrate's office, but about 10 years ago, there was a local property manager. It wasn't anybody from a company that I worked with, but he was posting an eviction notice on a door, and the tenants actually shot at him. They didn't hit him, but you know, I don't know if that's a you know, the situation that you want to put yourself in. When you're doing property management, you end up doing things that maybe you wouldn't necessarily think that you would do in the real estate industry. You end up cleaning out apartments of stuff that gets left behind. I can tell you many times in the summer, I was cutting grass for people to help them avoid getting a fine for having their grass too high, or shoveling snow in the wintertime because you didn't want to risk someone falling on a property. And when you're looking at that work, cutting grass, shoveling snow, frozen pipes, running evictions, cleaning out properties, you know, that's not why I got my real estate license, right? I want to help people buy and sell properties. So the truth is, when you're doing all those things, it's really time consuming. It takes a lot of time and effort to get that done. And when you're doing those things, you can't be talking to sellers. You can't be showing buyers homes. And there's always a give and a take. And that's why I say, I think you could be a great realtor and a great property manager, but I really don't think you could do both. And I know a lot of times people talk about tenant nightmares when they talk about property management, and it's true. You know, sometimes they don't pay their rent on time. Sometimes they don't pay it at all. And tenants, they can destroy an apartment. I always cautioned people who owned investment properties to stay away from carpeting. Carpeting seems like it gets ruined all the time. And usually it's because a tenant will maybe sneak in a pet. Sometimes they sneak in a problem person, not just a pet, a problem person, which causes some problems. And you never know what these folks are going to do or what they do once you walk away. I remember in one of the apartments that I owned personally, I had an eviction, and I went into the house after the eviction. The people had left, and it was a mess. So I was looking at all the work that needed to be done. And I was standing in the living room, and I couldn't figure out that something was wrong. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was just looking around, and there was stuff everywhere. And, you know, you could tell we were going to have to replace some flooring. We're going to have to paint some things. And I was probably there for about 5 minutes. I couldn't figure out what I was missing until I looked in the kitchen, and then I finally realized the tenant had stolen the upper cabinets off the wall. And I mean, it was at that moment that I hated this person so much. You know, time has gone by. I forget what this person looks like now. I don't even remember what their name was, because, you know, I think today I would still wish ill will upon this person. And I don't want to be that guy, but literally stole the cabinets off the wall. That was one of the big ones that I remember. And you just never know what you're going to get into. But the flip side of tenant nightmares is that in property management, sometimes the owners are absolute nightmares as well. You know, they don't want to make repairs, and they certainly don't want to pay for them. They want you to front them the money if they have an eviction to, you know, get the apartment back up and running. But that's not your job as the property manager. I remember one time we had a property that we were managing. A tenant had stayed in this house for 8 years. They lived there for 8 years. And when they moved out, it was one of the cleaner apartments I've ever seen when a tenant moved out. So our recommendation, what we said to the owner at the time was, look, you should paint the place. They've lived there for 8 years. We're going to list it again, try to find a new tenant. We recommend you paint it. And I remember how flabbergasted he was that we suggested painting an apartment after a family had lived there for 8 years, and they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to pay for it. And it's just, you know, you think about how fortunate you are to have a tenant for 8 years, and the only thing you have to do is paint. You would think that would be an easy yes. Sometimes it's not. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes those guys, you get them on as an owner, then they'll buy a property in a difficult neighborhood, and now all of a sudden they want to know why you can't put a premium tenant in there. Well, some people don't want to live in really bad areas. You have to make sure that you're guiding them or trying to guide them as to where to buy. Sometimes they don't listen to you. Oftentimes, owners don't respect your time. I can't tell you how many times we would get a call on a Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and say, hey, one of the tenants, they said they don't have heat. Can you go over there now? And you're like, well, one, I'm not an HVAC guy. And two, it's the weekend. I'm on a trip with my family. Well, you know, you're gonna have to figure out something to do. And I said, well, yeah, I'm gonna call an HVAC guy, and I'm gonna get them there on Monday morning. We'll get that problem alleviated. It's just, they expect you to do everything for them, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. I would always say, owners sometimes think that they owned you along with their property, and that's just not the case. So for us, you know, it boils down to, again, it's not why I got my real estate license. That's why we don't do it. So if those are things that you think that might frustrate you, or those are things that you don't want to do, I'd recommend not doing property management. Now, look, if you're a brokerage out there that you think you can handle these things, you've got a system in place that's going to allow you to manage your property managers, and you think you could do it at a high level, you could probably make pretty good money. There is money to be made in property management. It's just a personal choice of mine that I didn't think the money was worth the hassle, and I didn't think it was worth the time. So that's my take on property management. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.